Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Frank Bolton. He's the CEO and founder of the Long Island Ducks. And we've been talking about a lot of the aspects of the marketing and the growth of the organization and the philosophy of the organization. But one of the things we did not talk about was the genesis of the organization, where it all began. You wanted to do this differently, didn't you, when you started?
Well, when I started, I was the owner of the Albany Colony Yankees up in Albany, New York. And what we tried to do was move the Eastern League team here to Long Island. And that was started with Patrick Halpin when he was county executive and actually was on the front cover of Newsday wearing a Yankee cap with Bob Gaffney and then county legislator Rick Lazio.
Rick Lazio was the congressman.
He was, but before that, he was then a Suffolk County legislator.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So we were all on the front cover wearing Yankee hats, and the Yankees had approved it. The Eastern League had approved the move, and then the Mets blocked it. And in some circles, they call the Mets the father of the Atlantic League because I went back to the drawing board. But what happened was there is some baseball enjoys the antitrust exemption, and this is, you know, baseball is the only sport that does. So basically, baseball 2-2 on any given time can be 8. And I think that baseball and this new commissioner, Rob Manfred, realize that this is a privilege, not a right. And I think that, you know, he's going to be a great commissioner, by the way. He's going to be
Is he new?
He's brand new. He replaced Bud Selig with the turn of the calendar this year in January.
Bud Selig was never mind.
But you know, I think Bud represented the owners well, because he was an owner. The baseball commissioner is supposed to be a person that's outside of that, and because of that, you know, that's where the antitrust exemption has to be respected. And I think over time, that has teetered at times. And in this case, I believe that it was. Saying that, the Mets blocked it. I don't have any ill will on them, because what happened is we created the Atlantic League, and Buddy Harrelson and myself will tell you, this is the best thing we ever did in baseball. So they almost get an assist.
You know, it's funny. Your adversaries sometimes create a better you.
You know, I've never heard it put that way, but I think that's very wise, and I think in this case that's apropos. You know, there's plenty of room. There's 3 million people here on Long Island, and you know, we're a 6,000 seat ballpark, so there's plenty of room. And I'd like to think that I'm a great baseball operator, but there's such a demand for a place to take your family to. You know, this is Mom, Dad, Billy, Susie, Grandma, and Grandpa. We can all go see a Ducks game.
Right.
Together.
Yeah.
So the politics and how genesis was very interesting.
Still pay the mortgage.
And still pay the mortgage. But so it's very interesting how you get to, you know, you have a circuitous route sometimes. You don't go from A to B in life in a straight line. And I think this success story of the Long Island Ducks, and I think I'm allowed to say that after 16 years, because of the people, the 6.5 million people that have come out to the ballpark, that have grown up with the Ducks. It's funny, when somebody doesn't renew their season tickets, Mike and Buddy call them up, and they say, you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, we want to thank you for the years that you were a season ticket holder. And do you mind us asking why you're not renewing your season tickets? And more times than not, it's to say, well, you know, my son was 8, and now he's 24. And he's gone on to college. He's gone on. He's living his own. And I bought the tickets to go with my family, and now my family is grown up. Mm-hmm. So for our challenge is to generate the next generation, and we're constantly generating new fans to come to the ballpark. But more times than not, people age out, or their family's grown, or they've moved away. But we haven't had, you know, knock on wood, that we haven't had the people that have said, you know what, I don't like the product, or, you know, I just get tired of baseball. It's different, and that's very gratifying, and I'm glad we make those phone calls.
Well, you know, I have a membership in my organization. You know, I do the same thing. I call people up, and I don't tell Marguerite or Michelle or anybody else to call them. I call them.
Right. No, that's wise.
And I get 50% of the time. Well, you know, we haven't been making meetings, but we really do want to support you. I'll send you a check.
Right.
You know?
Right. Now, I don't call myself because they'd go, Frank Bolton, who? But when they have Buddy Harrelson on the phone, they go, hi, Buddy. Because we all know that Buddy, as a Long Islander, has been at everywhere for years and years and years, and one of the great, great Long Islanders. I mean, he's one of the great people that have played professional sports and made Long Island their home.
Yeah.
And more specifically, even Suffolk County. So Buddy is, you know, Buddy's been everywhere. Buddy still, he still signs when he goes anywhere. He'll sign to the last person gets an autograph. It's amazing to watch him.
Well, that's got to be trying because your time, you know, it's such a demand on your time. You know?
But he makes that time,
yeah.
And that's what makes him a very special.
I mean, nobody's asking me for my autograph, but that's beside the point.
I think people who remember Buddy Harrelson as that scrappy guy who went out to shortstop all those years for the Mets, he is as advertised, you know. He is still true to the sport, true to the fans, knows that he was a grown man playing a boys' game and appreciated that those people in the stands were paying his salary.
Yeah. I think sometimes athletes lose sight of the fact that they're really beholden to their people who support them.
Now we have a speech every year that I make in the locker room, and I tell them that the most important people are the people in the stands. And that you are, if you're going to be a part of the Ducks organization, you're going to respect those fans. Because without them, there's no real reason to come to the ballpark.
You know, it's interesting. It's not the same, but when I communicate to ordinary citizens, I say, don't look to the leaders to lead. They never do. It's the people that lead. Once you tell them exactly what you want, and you make sure that they know that you're sincere, then they get in front of the parade. And, you know, as I said, it's a little different than what you're talking about, but the idea is that you are beholden to those people who write those checks every year to bring in that that revenue for you to survive. And they'll tell you in no unequivocal terms that you're doing a lousy job.
Yeah. Especially now with the internet and blogs. Everybody has a voice. And, you know, we hear those voices loud and clear. Now, we don't always agree with those voices.
And sometimes they are wrong, but that's beside the point.
But everybody's got a voice now. And it's kind of, again, we talked about technology. Technology, you read an article in Newsday and they solicit a comment. So if you look in Newsday or, you read an article and you read it online, you'll see people weighing in. And some of them are silly, but some of them have good points, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody has the opportunity to have a voice.
You know, I wanted to just finish up on our opening point of this segment where the major leagues kind of blocked you from existing as a part of their structure. But it was no better with the American League, right? It was both leagues.
Oh, it was Major League Baseball, and it was approved by, you know, we're professional. And it was approved by the Eastern League of Professional Baseball, which is AA baseball. And it was approved by the Yankees organization. So the Yankees organization, it was really came down to a Yankees-Mets thing. And, you know, again, at the end of the day, Buddy and I will put our hand on a Bible and swear that this is the best thing we ever did in baseball. And we're so proud of what we've done. And we're proud of our fans. And we're just continue to enjoy it. Buddy's 70 years old. He still goes out there every day. And he's... You know, without it, I mean, you know, it's a big part of our lives. And we love doing it. And we love doing it for fellow Long Islanders.
Totally off the point. Isn't that what it's all about? Enjoying the life you're leading.
Right.
And the reason why we enjoy the life we're leading is because we're doing and saying the things we want to say and do. And, you know, in my little tiny ballywick of a world, that's what I get to do, and you do too.
Well, I do, and you know, if you give people choices, if they have the opportunity to have those choices, they'll make those choices. People vote with their feet. You know, if you're doing a good job, they're going to come to the ballpark. You know, if you provide the entertainment, the quality, the product, the value proposition, you're going to be successful.
Yeah, and the park is beautiful.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to go. I don't go very often because I don't have any small kids anymore. They're all away, and you know, so. But I come once in a while.
You're always invited.
Okay, it's great. This is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. I've had the pleasure of talking to Mr. Bolton. Frank Bolton has been a real boon to the community in many ways, and particularly with the establishment of the Ducks. This is Long Island News Radio 103.9 FM, and we're broadcasting from Long Island MacArthur Airport, an airport you should visit as a Long Islander.